Ramat Aleph is trying to figure out how the Shutfim can force each other to build the Kosa. Gemara is really going according to the Lishna Basa, but as we pointed out, some of the questions of the Gemara can relate to the Lishna Kama too. So the Gemara says that if we're talking about a Chotzer Sha'im Bin Chaluka, so even with a Rotsu, what does that accomplish? They can back out. The Gemara says, no, B'Shekhanu Miyad. We're talking about that they made a Kenyan, Suda, and that obligates them. They can't back out once there's a Kenyan Suda. So, fact the Gemara, the Chikhanu Miyad, I have a Kenyan Dvarim Ba'almahum. It's just a Kenyan Dvarim Ba'alma. A Kenyan on Dvarim Ba'alma, just on the Maisa Chaluka. There's nothing substantive to the Kenyan, and the Kenyan Dvarim doesn't work, as we described at great length, especially with Kenyan Chalifin, maybe even Kenyan Chazaka. But especially with Kenyan Khalif and Kenyan Dvarim doesn't work. So how does this work over here? They just do a Kenyan Suda. What's that Mechayev anyway? So Dr. Gemara, Shekonu Miyodan Beruchos. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the first day, Rabbi Yochanan says that Shekonu Miyodan Beruchos, that they will Mavara the Chalokim. Beruchos, says Rashi, Zebar lo chelek Mizrachi, Zebar lo chelek Maravi, Shekonu Miyodan, Miyata nikna chelek Mizrachi lezeh, Ve'in lezeh chelek bo, Lechein Hasheni lechaber. They were mavara the different chalokim, and then they did the kenyan on these chalokim, on the ruchas. So if they were already mavara the chalokim, and then they did the kenyan, so the kenyan is chal on the ruach, it's chal on the karka. That's not a kenyan dvarim. That's a kenyan on the actual ruach on the karka. So therefore, that's going to be chal. Ravashi Amar Kigon Shalach Zebeso Shalov Vehefsek Zebeso Shalov Vehefsek. Ravashi says no. Kigon Shalach Zebeso Shalov Vehefsek. We're talking about that each one walked in their own property and they would machzik, they did a chazaka. Oshib Shad is they did a kinyan chazaka. Rashi, the hechzik, the chelko, Rafak Beipurta. Rafak Beipurta, he plowed a little bit. He did a tikkun in the karka. Tikkun in the karka. He did a kinyan chazaka. The karka nikna the chazaka. Achare yashirotsu mishas chaluka. Once they have a rotsu mishas chaluka, karka is nikna the chazaka. So that's how it works. Right? Rav Ashi says that each one is machzik in the chelek of the karka, and that's not a kinyan dvarim because they're actually being machzik in the karka. So therefore, they can be called for each other to build the wall. First glance, it seems like Rav Ashi is saying something new, that there really are two different answers over here. That the way it's not a kinyan dvarim is either bishakonu miyodam beruchas, that they were mavar, the different chalokim, they establish a different chalokim, the possibilities, right, the different parts that they're going to get. And then they did the kinyan on the ruchos, so it's a kinyan in the karka. It's not stam a kinyan on the chaluka, on the mais the chaluka, which would be just a kinyan divar and ba'alma. No, it's a kinyan on the karka itself. Rav Ashi now says something different, presumably. That each one is machzik besok shalom. It sounds like we're not talking about a kinyan siddur at all, we're talking about a kinyan chazaka. Different pshat, but they have a kinyan chazaka in the karka, that's why it's not a kinyan dvar. So Fractos is Kamala Reem, Maba Rav Ashi Lahosiv, Vichy Itzrich Lashmin, the Chazaka, Moelas Kamal Kenyan. Rav Ashi is adding something to the first day. He's saying it's not the Shekhanam Yad Baruchot, but rather each one is Machzik B'Soshalo. So Fractos is Rav Ashi is not adding anything. We know Chazaka works by karka. What's he coming to be Mechadish? The Chiddush is it's not a Kenyan Baruchos. So once it's not a Kenyan Baruchos, excuse me, it's not a Kenyan Dvar. Chiddush is it's not a Kenyan Dvar. So once it's not a Kenyan Dvar, does it matter what Kenyan you're using? Ma'ishna Chalifin from Chazaka. It's the same thing. So like what's the... At first glance, Rav Ashi is not doing anything. The Nira Lari says, Tos is the Hokam Ashmalan, the Afagad the Kamala Kamal Mechazka Sabatim, Shalai Befonav, Tzarek Lanemelo Lechazeku Kni, Normally, when you have a kinyan chazak in the karka, if someone is machzik in the karka, you have a makne. The makne agrees to sell the karka to the kona. But he's not going to be there when the kona is going to do his chazak. There's up the Gemara later on in Bava Basra that you have to say lechazekukni. The makna has to tell him, go be koni. He has to use this loshen. Because the chazak is going to be shalom befonav. So, Zoktosfis, the chiddush Rav Ashi has over here is that you don't need the lechazekukni. he's not being mechadesh that chazok works by karka. We know, Rav Ashi doesn't have to tell us that. Rav Ashi is being mechadesh to us that here, when it comes to chalukas hashutfin, when it comes to the chalukas hashutfin and the chotzer, you don't need lei chazek uknik. Each one, it's going to be a chazaka, zeshelo b'fnei zeh. So you don't need the statement of lei chazek uknik in order for it to work. And that's taka chiddush. That's taka chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan had said that konum yada baruchos works. Comes Rav Ashi and adds a point. He says, of course, konum yada would work, kinyan tzuda would work, and kinyan chazaka would also work, but you should know that lei chazek uknik is not necessary. Lei chazek uknik is not necessary. As long as the machzik, zeh b'sok shalo, that's gonna work. That's gonna work to be mechayev each one, to divide the chotzer in this way, and then they can force each other to build the chotzer. Okay, this is the chiddush of Tosfos. Rav Ashi is coming to tell us that lechazeg ukni is not necessary by chalukas hashem. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban says there's no difference. Well, why should lechazeg ukni not be necessary over here? Ramban al Asar right over here. He says, Yesh Mefarshim Shadiglu Balmaika Mashmalan Rav Ashi Mali Kinyan Demetarit Rabbi Yochanan Mali Chazaka. Some Mefarshim Amedaktek, what's the Chiddush over here? Rav Ashi is introducing a Kinyan Chazaka. What's the difference between Chazaka and Khalifin? Bain Bechalifin, Bain Bechazaka, Bain Bechtar, Bechol Inyan. Shekarkos nikdin din echad v'teretz echadu. Va'omim da'aka mashmalon Rav Ashi lo tzorach hachal amemel elecha zegokni. Rav Ashi is being mechadesh that you don't need lecha zegokni even though it's shalom v'fana. Zog the Ramban ve'eino nochan ve'einai. The Rav Ashi sosam ve'omar ve'hechzik ve'ilash minan haidina kushe hava mefarish. Rav Ashi doesn't say you don't need lecha zegokni. There's no mention of lecha zegokni over here. If that's his chiddush, he should have said, you know, shalom zeh ve'hechzik v'so shalom. It's take a chasam and a sefer if that's the chiddush. So Zokter Ramban, that's not Rav Ashi's chiddush. Ella Rav Ashi lo shama lidi Rabbi Yochanan ella parak la lakusha b'chazaka deruchas. Rabbi Yochanan pirka b'kinyan deruchos u'gemara savrinu l'tarvayu v'chad arachim. Zokter Ramban, Rav Ashi really is not mechadesh anything. It's really the Zelda Zach. Rabbi Yochanan had the case of Suda. The Yisod is, it can't be a Kinyan Dvarim. So whatever Kinyan you do will solve the problem. So if it's Konami Yoda Beruchos, if they were Mavara Chalokin before him, and then they did a Kinyan Suda, so then there's a Kinyan Suda on this Chalukah. So that's not a Kinyan Dvarim. Rav Ashi comes to say that if they did a Chazoka, then that'll work too. What's his chiddush? There is no chiddush. It's just he didn't hear the first answer. They both gave different possibilities as to what kinyan you have in the karka. But if you have a kinyan in the ruchos themselves, then it's not a kinyan dvarim. But then it's going to work. Wow, that's quite a statement. Rav Ashi is not saying anything. It's just there were two different amoroyim who had different answers, but it really comes down to the same thing, that there was a kinyan in the karka and the ruchos, and therefore there's no kinyan dvarim. That's all he's coming to say. Apparently, the Ramban was very convinced that even here, even by Chalukas HaShulchan, Lei Chazek Ukni is absolutely necessary. That's clear. The Ramban felt forced against the wall because he was convinced that Lei Chazek Ukni is necessary even by Chalukas HaShulchan. That's why he had to say, Rav Ashi is not being Mechadish anything. Because if he can't say the Chiddush of Tosfos, because that's just Poshet wrong, says the Ramban. Ve'inu Nochem Be'enah. So the question is, what are Tosfos and the Ramban arguing about? Why should I say that Lei Chazek Ukni is not necessary by Chalukas HaShulchan? And why is the Ramban arguing? Ramban says that Lei Chazek Ukni is necessary. Obviously, we have to understand something about Lei Chazek Ukni. By every Mekach u'Memker, if there's a Chazaka Shalom B'fanav, you need Lei Chazek Ukni from the Makne to the Kone. So this episode, when it comes to Chalukas HaShulchan, everything is different? Or it should be the same halacha? The Ramban seems to be right, even though the Ramban is the bigger Chiddush. Rav Ashi is not saying anything significant over here. He just has a different ukimta, a different circumstance where they have a kinyan and a ruchas. But Misvara, in terms of halacha, the Ramban seems more mistaber than Tosfos. Why should I be mechalik between Chalukas HaShulchan and any other kinyan? If you need lechazek ukni by kinyan ba'alma, kinyan karka ba'alma, so similarly, by Chalukas HaShulchan, you should need lechazek ukni. What's the chiluk between the two of them? So maybe one answer that you can give for Tosfos could be based on a comment of the Rashbam later on. The Gemara of Lechazek Ufni, that's on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Maybe if you have a Gemara, turn to the Gemara with me. We'll look at it together. Gemara on Nun Beis Amid Beis says, Tani Rav Hoshaya B'Kibushin De Beilei. No God that parats kosher b'fun of harizu chazacha. B'fun of inch lo b'fun of lo. B'fun of inch lo b'fun of lo. My Rav Ha'afi Kamer b'fun of lo tzarek l'meim alei lechazik b'pnei. Shalo b'fun of tzarek l'meim alei lechazik b'pnei. Rav Hoshaya has this lashon that if you do a pinyin chazaka, kol shu b'fun of harizu chazaka. So why does he say b'fun of? You can't do a chazaka shalo b'fun of. So comes Rav and says, no, the chiluk is that b'fun of you don't need lechazik b'pnei, but shalo b'fun of you need something extra. So that's why he says b'fun of it works by itself without a lechazik b'pnei, but shalo b'fun of you need lechazik b'pnei. So comes the Gemara and Dachlan Gimel. Says like this, Boy Rav, Matona Hech. Rav asks, what's the din by Maton? You're talking about, let's say, Mecha Chumente. In fact, Rav, what's the din by Matona? So, I'm a Shmuel, Mighty Boy Leila Abba. Shmuel turns to Rav and says, what is Abba asking? That's the way they refer to Rav. Shmuel says, Mighty Boy Leila Abba, what's the kasha? Hashtu, ma mecha de payoev le zuzi, I ama lele chazeka pnei in, I lo lo. Matana lo kol shekin. If I make a chumemker where he has to give money anyway, right, we're not. So, you know, whenever we talk about how is karka niknes kesef shtar chazaka, what he's only paying for it if he's kona b'kesef? No, he's paying for it even if he's kona b'shtar and chazaka also. But the payment is not the kinyan. Payment is not the kinyan. But you are going to pay for it. So Frek Shmuel. By mecha, where you're giving zuzi, we're actually paying for the object. You still need lechazeku kene. You need lechazeku kene. If there's a chazaka shelo b'fana, you need a lechazeku kene on the kinyan itself, even though you know what you want, because the guy's paying for it anyway. So matana lo kol shekein. By matana, you don't need lechazeku kene. By matana, there's no pain. So there's less. The makabel is not giving anything. Not getting anything back to the nosing. So if by mecher where the kona is giving something to the mocher, he is giving money, you still need lechazek ufni. So by matana, there's no lechazek ufni. What's Rav Shailen? So it's up to Gemara. Rav Sover, mandi yov matana v'ayin yofi yov. Rav felt, he says there's a counter svara by matana. Because Matana ba'ayin yafa kayav, someone who's giving a matana, he wants to give ba'ayin yafa. I mean, why is he giving a gift? He wants to give a nice gift. That's why I give a super expensive gift, but he gives it in a nice way. So he gives it in a nice way. That's the whole point of the matana, is he wants to have some kind of a friendship developed, right? He wants the other person to appreciate what he's doing, so he's going to give it ba'ayin yafa. So you might think maybe lechazek ufni is not necessary because he's giving it over in a stronger way. So maybe dafka by mecha chomemka, where there isn't that svara of ba'ayin yavaka yoiv, maybe by mecha you need lechazek ufni, but by matana, since there is ba'ayin yavaka yoiv, maybe you don't need lechazek ufni. Okay, that's Rav's shayla. Rav's shayla was because he saw in matana ba'ayin yavaka yoiv, there's another svara, so maybe lechazek ufni should not be necessary then. So comes the Rashbam and makes the following fascinating statement. The Rashbam in general is much more lengthy than Rashi. Okay, we'll see in Cheska Sabbatim. Rashi flips into the Rashbam like in the second daf, and the rest of the Masechta is all Rashbam. Rashbam is Givaldic, but he's much more lengthy than Rashi. But the Rashbam also has sometimes very important statements. You have to read the Rashbam carefully, skim through it, read it through. Some of the Rashbams you read through, it explains that he's mefarish much more. You know, Rashi gave a higher shir, I guess. You know, so he said short. Short ideas. The Rashbam was giving, you know, a shiur. He was explaining everything through, so the Talmidim can understand fully. But sometimes the Rashbam throws in an idea. You like gotta wake up and say, "Oh, hey, just one second. That was a very important comment." So that's what he does over here too. Rashbam in Dibur Maskal Matana. Rashbam says Matana de ain lo ki im chisaran mamono lo kol shekein. That's the end of the Gemara. right? The end of Shmuel's kasha, I should say. Shmuel is a kasha by mekach lememker by mecher. You need lechazeg. You need koshkin by matana. Matana the ain lo kim chisaran mamona lo koshkin. The tzarach lememer le lechazeg ukni. Below the heavy chazaka ad the amale. The dilma lechashayirza lahachzik farchazabo bimatanasa. Says the Rashban, if by mecher you need lechazeg ukni, then certainly by matana you should need lechazeg ukni, because what do you have by matana? All you have is chisar and mamona. You're not getting paid. By mecher, since the lokeach is paying the mocher, so you think maybe you don't need lechazeg ukni because there's that extra factor that's consummating the whole deal. But by matana, since all you're doing is giving him something, there's only chisar and mamona. So you might think that there's no dasen, right? He doesn't have a full das. That's why he needs the lechazeg ukni to say that he really wants to do it, right? And the Rashbam, and what's really the problem? Why do you need lechazeg ukni? The dima lechashiyetzel lahachzik farchozer bo mimatanasa. Maybe when the person comes to be machzik, if you don't have a lechazeg ukni, maybe what happened? What happened? There was a chazara. Maybe the nosen changed his mind. What does lechazek ukni do according to the Rashbam? It sounds like it ensures that there wasn't a chazara, that he didn't change his mind. That's what the lechazek ukni is coming to do. Meaning they made a deal. Let's go back to mecha. The mecha, they made a deal that they're going to sell something. The mocha is going to sell something to the kohen. Right? He's going to sell karka, a piece of land. And the kohen is going to do a chazaka. But all they did was they tentatively said that they're going to do this kind of mechir, but no kinyan was done. No kinyan was done. So maybe you need lechazek ukni to ensure that the makdim was not chozabo in the interim, that he didn't change his mind. And by the same token, by matana also, Shmuel says maybe even more so, kol shkein by matana, you should need lechazek ukni to ensure that he didn't change his mind. He said he's going to give the gift. Okay, it's not a nice thing if he backs out. But he has the right to do so. The makabel can't be tovehim in bezdin. He didn't do a kinyan yet. Until he does the kinyan, the nosen can be chozeba. So says Shmuel, lechazek ukni should be more necessary by matana, because maybe he changed his mind. Zokta Gemara, why does Rav think that there's a suffix by matana? Rav thinks maybe there's a suffix by matana if lechazek ukni is necessary because nosen matana b'ayin yofa hu yoiv. Matana, he gives ba'ayin yafa, so maybe there's less of a need to say lechazeg ukni, because we assume there's a full gemir's das from the beginning, so he doesn't have to clarify later. We're not afraid of chazara. Maybe we shouldn't be afraid of chazara by matana. Maybe we're only afraid of chazara by mecher and not by matana. That's the suffix of Rav. Shmuel thought fakir. Shmuel didn't use this svar of nosen ba'ayin yafa hu nosen. Matana ba'ayin yafa koyov. So he said, Kolshkein by Matana, there's more of a Gemir's Das. Right? Or Kolshkein by Matana, you should need this expression of a full Gemir's Das. You should need the Lechazeg Ukni to ensure that he wasn't Chozeba. And Rav says, no, I have a suffix, because since Ba'ayin Yafa Kayoev, maybe Takidoni Lechazeg Ukni by Matana, because we're less concerned about the Chazar. One thing that's clear, right? It's not clear who's right, Rav or Shmuel, but one thing that's clear is the Rashbam is learning that the need to say lechazek ukni is to ensure that there was no chazar. Yes, Akiva.
I don't know if this breaks any comparison, but since the Lechazek seems like the Rashbam is totally in a chisar and malacha.
Chisar and malacha?
Sorry, chisar and mamon, yeah. Then if you say that, if you hold that the chatzar might actually have that from a chisar from putting up a fence. If you say it's like many astashmish, then the fence actually allowed you to do.
No, but the fence has nothing to do with the chalukah. The fence is an eventuality after there's a chalukah. After there's a chalukah, now each one of them owns a part of the chaser, then they can force each other. Hold Ezekiel or Shmei Hezek, then they can force each other to go to the chaser. But we're not talking about the chaser itself, we're talking about the chalukah. That's the Rashbam. So Efshem and Kenzogin, maybe we could say like this, that Tosfos holds Rav Ashi's chiddush is that you don't need lechazek ukni by chalukah sashutfin. Why don't you need lechazeg ukni by chalukas hashofen? Because over here, there were two stages. First, they agreed to do the chalukah, and then what did they do? What did they do after they agreed to do the chalukah? Anyone? What did they do? Yes, the Kenyan, but what did they do before the Kenyan? Yes?
They put it on each side, they divided sides.
They divided sides, right? There were ruchos over here. They determined who's going to get which ruach. They didn't just say, let's do a chaluka, and then one of them was machzik. No, they said, let's do a chaluka, and they were mevarer the chalokim. That's Rashi, right? They were borel lo chelek mizrachi and chelek maravi. It has to be like that. Rav Ashi says that kigon shehalav zeh besoch shalom v'hatzah. What means besoch shalom? What's besoch shalom? The answer is they divided the chalokim. They not only said they're going to divide the chalokim, they actually did it. They divided the chalokim. They determined who's getting what. So efshar, maybe according to the Rashbam, we can say that once they determine who's going to get which chelek of the chotzer, so that's like a full gemira stas. You don't need a lechazek kni after that. If lechazek kni is just to determine that there's no chazara, once they've decided which part of the chotzer each one's going to get, they decided what each one's getting. That's pretty serious. That means it's over. They've agreed to divide. Not only have they divided, they've gone one step further that they've sat down with the lawyers and everything, and they've worked out. Doesn't have to be with lawyers, but right? They've worked out which sides everyone's going to get. So that's the extra step that we need to show that there's a full gemara sada. So then maybe the statement like chazekut is no longer necessary. Who suggests such an idea? B'das Tosfos. Anyone? Meiri? Where's the Meiri sitting? Meiri? Akiva? Where's the Meiri sitting? Which Meiri? What are you talking about? You have the Meiri on the round of comments. What did he say? Yesh mefarshim also af behachziku zeh shelo b'fnei zeh v'shelo amru zeh lazeh lechazek b'fnei shemiyachas shenisratzu lachlo v'chilku harehu kemisha amru zeh lazeh lechazek b'fnei. Yeah, Meiri said it. Exactly. That's what I wanted you to say. I just wanted you to get a little nervous. Maybe it's not right. I wanted to see if you're really omeg b'shalcha. How did you know that was the ma'amrachim that I was looking for? Because it's the next line of the Maamar Tomos, right? I should really, you know, mix it up a little bit. I telegraph a little too much. Okay. It's good. It's all good. Yeah. The Meiri Mamish says it. Right, what does he say? Me'acha shenisratzu lachloch v'chilku. They were machalek hakeh. Right, they were mavara the chalokim for each and every one. That's the second stage. So it wasn't just a ritzui lachla, but it was a chilku itself. It's tantamount to lechazek pni. But why? He didn't say it. The answer is you just need that extra step. According to the Rashbam, it's beautiful because if the whole need for lechazek pni is to determine that there's no chazara, so once you have that extra step of chilku. Then not only did they say, let's be mechalik, but they actually were mechalik, and they were mevar the chalokim for each one, so maybe that's enough of a gemira's das. They were no longer afraid of chazara, so lechazek okni is no longer necessary, because we know there's not going to be a chazara. This is one approach. Question, Tuvia.
Are you saying that because it's a two-step process, that we can say there's a full gemira's das, or are you saying it's because they actually, like, assigned which side
to which
person
or that? I'm saying both. I mean, the key is it's not just that there was a Dibra. There has to be something after the Dibra. Because if there's nothing after the Dibra, how do we know that there's a full Gemira Stas? Right? If the problem is we're afraid of Chazara, so we need something extra. So that's the point, right? If it's Nisratzu Lachlok, V'chilku, the V'chilku is an extra element, and that extra element can determine that there won't be a chazar.
Do they continue pursuing this?
I'm sorry?
You're saying they continue pursuing this?
Right. They showed a measure of seriousness by actually being machalic and determining which chalek of the chotzer each one is going to get. Yeah. Jonathan.
So, according to the Ramban, says that Rashi and Yochanan are the same two different options that in this case, is he understanding it as a machlokas in that Rashi would say that chazaka doesn't work, and
I don't think so. He's not saying that there's any machlokas. They're both the same. They both agree that kinyan sudur or chazaka would work. They just didn't know what the other one said, so they gave a different example. But let me ask you a question. According to the pshat that we just suggested, b'das tosa, so what's the Ramban going to respond? Right, what's the Ramban's response? The Ramban says the lecha zekakni is necessary over here. So mistama, this might be what you're alluding to, mistama, what the Ramban would say is that maybe I don't know that there won't be a chazara just because they were machalik. They set aside the different parts of the property, but until the kinyan is done, the deal is not over. Right? So the Ramban could say poshet. You know, we're trying to push into Tosfos based on the Rashba. Maybe Efshet is a pshat in Tosfos. That Tosfos holds that Lecha Zekakni is to prevent chazara, to determine that there won't be a chazara. That there's a full gemiras das, and maybe if they do this extra chilku, they did the chalukah because they determine which chalik each one's going to get. Maybe we're no longer afraid of chazar. Comes the Ramban and says, where does it say that? Just because they did it, they did the chilku. That's not the same. They're setting up, but they haven't, they haven't reached the final stage where we're not afraid of chazar. So maybe we need like chazar shukli. Even in this case, that could be the machlokas Tosfos and Ramban according to this approach. Question?
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Yes.
So everybody agrees, though, that's what Lit Seiko means?
No, that's what the Rashbam says. That's what the Rashbam says. Lecha Zekni certainly has something to do with the Das Makna, but the idea that Lecha Zekni is necessary to prevent Chazara, so that there won't be a Chazara, that's the Rashbam's Tosefis. The Rush echoes Tosus' sentiment, but he explains Tosus very differently. What is the Rush say? Let's see this Rush together inside. A lot of Rush at the beginning of the Sefer Bava Basra. A lot of Rush. The Rush is always gevaldik. Doesn't mean by haskama, but here he really has some very, very important stuff. Sometimes the Rush just collects the Gemaras and some basic ideas of Tosis, but here, we had Simen Beis and Simen Hay and Simen Vav and now Simen Gimel. Just every Simen in the Rush here is like gold. Amazing. Rav Ashi Yomar Zok the Rosh Gon Shalom Zeh Ba'atzma Ve'hetzik B'chelko Ve'zeh Ba'atzma Ve'hetzik B'chelko. We'll skip this part of the Rosh. We'll get back to it. Let's go to the Kasha. Teima Ma'akam Ashmalon Rav Ashi V'chiyakati Lo Shamina D'kaka Nigas B'chazaka Ve'shlomar Ashmeina Nafa Gadlo Amalei Chazek U'Pni Elo Shnitzratza Lachlo V'holach V'hetzik Shlo B'fano V'havi Chazaka. Tosfos, Rav Ashi is being mechadish that without lecha zekakni it's okay. The afal gav de ba'alma omar de chazaka shlo b'fanav tzarech lomar lecha zekakni. Hani mili b'davar she'en lo chelek bo ela b'kinyin ze. Aval hocha she'akarka hi shel shneyem mo'eles chazaka midaito shlo b'fanav afilu lo omar lo lecha zekakni. Dr. Rush, the only time that lecha zekakni is necessary, that's where he's nisratza lachlok. That's where he doesn't have a chelek without the kinyan. Meaning he's getting a new mumen. He doesn't have a chelek in this item without the kinyan. Aval hocha shakarka he shall shneyem. Since the karka belongs to both of them at chila, so here chazaka works shalom b'fonav, even without lecha zekakni. This is a different svar. This is not the Rashba. What's the Rosh saying? That lecha zekukni is only necessary where a person is getting a dover chodosh, right? He doesn't have anything, he doesn't have a chelik in this item, ela bekinyan zeh. Getting a dover chodosh, but here in the chalukah, they're not getting a dover chodosh. Even for the chalukah, the karka belonged to the koneh. It belonged to both of them. They were shutfin. It belonged to both of them. So Zokta Rosh, since it belongs to both of them, so therefore, lecha zekukni is not necessary. What's the Rosh saying? What is chalukas hashutvim? And why does it matter that chalukas hashutvim is somehow different? There's no kinyan chodesh, no mamon chodesh that he's getting to explain why the statement lecha zekukni is not necessary. So Lechora, what the Rosh has in mind is what the Rashba writes. It's said they're working in tandem. The Rosh and the Rashba are really saying the same thing. But you got to see both. Each one is mashlim the other. Rashba also quotes this Shita of Tosfos and gives the beer of the Rosh, but he says a little bit more. Rashba. First, he quotes the Ramban. Ravashi doesn't have any chiddush over him. Okay. And he says like this. He says, "V'yesh mefarshim the Ravashi bo lachadish the avagad ba'al makaymalan b'mofer sadal chaver zeh shelo b'fanav tzarek l'mem melel lechazir l'pnei hocha de'eno zocha b'shel acherin elo biru chalokim b'luchudahu." It works. What's the Rashba saying? What is Chalukas HaShutfim? He's saying Chalukas HaShutfim, he's not Zoche B'Shel Acherim. By Chalukas HaShutfim, he's not being Zoche B'Shel Acherim. He's not getting the moment of Yen, the moment of someone else. He's not getting a Kinyan Chodesh. All we have is Birur Chalokim. The Lashon of the Rashba, very important Lashon. It's Birur Chalokim. We're simply determining whose chelek belongs to whom. We're choosing different Chalokim. We're being Mavar, we're determining whose chelek belongs to whom. They're not getting a new Mamon. They own the whole, they own the Chatzah together, B'Shutfus. And now they're just determining which chelek belongs to whom. They owned everything. Now they're determining which chelek belongs to whom. So Zokter Rashba, if what we're talking about is Bira Chalokin, so then Lech Hazek Ukni is not necessary. The Haloshon Neos Lazay says the Loshon is mashma like this. The Kama Shaholach Zeh Ba'atzma Ve'Hechzik Ve'lo Ka'amar Gon Shaholach Zeh Ve'Hechzik. He says Shaholach Zeh Ba'atzma Ve'Hechzik. The Loshon Shaholach Zeh Ba'atzma Ve'Hechzik sounds like it's Zeh Shalo Bifnei Zeh. He's being Machzik Shalo Bifnei the other person. So that's the chiddush. It sounds like the whole chiddush is you don't need a lechazek ukni. Even if he's holding by atzmo, he's going by himself and being machzik, that's okay. So it sounds like Ravashi's whole chiddush that you don't need a lechazek ukni. But why not? Zok the Rashba. Because you're not being zocha mishal acherim, it's just a birur chalokim. It's just a birur chalokim. And presumably the reason why the Ramban argues, right, according to the Rosh and the Rashba, the reason why the Ramban argues, because he might hold that the Chalukas HaShutfim is not just a Bir Chalokim. He looks at it like a Mecha Chomemka. It's like a Hakno. Each one is being maknet to the other, their Chalik. It's not just a Bir Chalokim, but rather each one is being maknet the Chalik to the other. The Ramban says if each one is being maknet the Chalik to the other, then Maishna Chalukas HaShutfim for Mecha Chomemka. It's the same as Mecha Chomemka. If you need Lechazek Ukni by Mecha Chomemka, so by Chalukas HaShutfim you should need Lechazek Ukni. Also, because it's like a Mecha Chomemka. It's like a Hakno. It's not Mecha Chomemka. We're not selling here. But it's like selling. It's like a Hakno. Each one is Makna to the other. So you should need Lechazek Ukni over here as well. The Rashba and the Rosh learn differently. They say the Bir Chalokim, the Chalukas HaShofim is Bir Chalokim. It's not a Hakno. It's different than Hakno. That's why Lechazek Ukni is not necessary over here. What's the Bir Hadvarim? What's the Rashba really saying? This is Zalman Meltzer in the Sefer on the Rambam, Ilchas Shchenin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. He wants to explain like this, that the Rashba is really making a fundamental statement about how Kinyonim work. How Kinyonim work and how Chalukas HaShutfin, the difference between Chalukas HaShutfin as opposed to a regular Mekachul Memker. That normally Leichazek Ukni is necessary by Mekachul Memker because you need a Das Makneh in Mekachul Memker. You need a das makna. What do I mean you need a das makna? Of course, the guy has to agree. The makna has to agree to do the kinyan. If not, how's the lokeach allowed to do the kinyan? Well, if he does the kinyan without the makna wanting him to do it, that's called geza. So what's the chiddush? Of course, you need a das makna. We talk about, when it comes to kinyan, we talk about how kinyanim are composed of two different parts, right? There's the maisa kinyan and there's the das kinyan. That's what we normally talk about. But when we have that discussion, we're talking on the part of the Kona. The Kona does an action, But he has to know what he's doing. He has to have das kinyan. He wants to acquire the object. Obviously, right? There are two parts. Some kinyanim are exclusively das, right? Like chalipin. But normally, Agbah, Mashiach, etc., you need das kinyan and you need maisa kinyan. But the das of the kohen is not enough. You need something from the makna as well. So the question is, what do you need from the makna? So you could have said that the makna just has to give a haskoma. Right? Das kinyan over here, we mean das of the kohen. But besides the das of the kohen, you also need das of the makna. So what does that mean? What does that mean? One way to look at it is that you just need a haskoma. He has to agree. He's allowing the kohen to do his maisa kinyan, and obviously to have in mind that the kinyan should be chal. That's all that the makna is given to the equation. He agrees to let it go on. But the other way to look at it is that no, the makna has to inject his das into the hakna also. It's not enough just to have the das of the kohen. You need the active participation of the makna. You need a das makna. The makna is an active player in the hakna. Right? You need active das, if you will. Not just, you know, like a passive haskama, but active das, because the makna plays a role in this hakna. Now, what's the role? What's he doing? How is that happening? Well, if you think about it, what's a hakna? What happens when we do a hakna? There's a makna, there's a kohen. Something is going from one to the other. So what exactly is happening? Describe it to me. Is one thing happening? Is two things happening? Three things? Four things? How many things are happening in this process? A new hand. How many things are happening in this process? Help me now. What happens in a typical hakna? Right? Describe the process to me. Eitan, is that you?
Yeah. Just two, giving and receiving.
What?
Giving and receiving.
Giving and receiving. Excellent. Say it a little bit differently. Right? Giving. What's giving? What's happening in the giving stage? Zach?
You're losing an object?
Losing an object. Okay, so let's say it better. Right? Giving me, from a halakhic perspective, what's happening? From a halakhic perspective, Joe.
The makna and the kohen each have das to, the man has das to give it up, and then the kohen has das to receive it.
Exactly. The makna is being motzi mershusam. The kohen is being machnis lershusam. Every kinyan really is composed of two parts. There's a hotsa'a mershus hamakna. And there's a hachnasa l'rishus hakohen. How does that happen? How do these two things happen? So Efshin and Kendogin, Mrs. Zalman says that the way it happens is you need a double das. You need the das makna to be motzi the chayfetz from his rishus. You need the das kohen to be machnas the chayfetz into the rishus of the kohen. It's not like the makna is just giving a haskama ba'alma. He just agrees that the kohen can do what he wants to do. No, he has to be an active player because his das is what's motzi the chayfetz from his rishus. Without that das, without that active participation, the hakna is not going to happen. Perhaps the need for Lech HaZeku Kni, the need for Lech HaZeku Kni is not like what the Rashbam is saying. According to the Rashbah and the Rosh, the need for Lech HaZeku Kni is not to prevent Chazor. Lech HaZeku Kni is necessary because the Makne has to express his Das. He can't just be maskin. His Haskam is not enough. Maybe the Makne has to express his Das in order to have that Chalik of the Hakno work, that he's motzi the Chepetz from his Rishus. He's got to be an active player over here. Let's say the makna were to tell a kohen. Right? Let's say the makna and the kohen talked about a particular hakna. And then the makna can't be on hand when the kohen is actually going to do the kinyan. So he tells the kohen, go there and say and tell him lecha zekutin. Does that work? So if the makna has to be an active participant in this process, we need his das, his active das, not just haskama. You can't tell a kohen to do that. The kohen is not a bar shlichus. Right? If the kotan is going to take the place of the makna, because the makna has to be an active participant, so then you need someone who could be a shliach of the makna to make the expression, to say, lech hazeku kni. That's the expression of das, that's going to be motzi the object from the makna's rishus. So for that, you need a godel. You can't tell a kotan to do that. If all you need is just a haskama ba'alma, so the katan is just doing a maisa kof ba'alma. Right? He's doing a maisa kof ba'alma. He's not doing anything significant. Right? He's not doing anything significant. The statement, lechazek yokne, is just, it's a symbol, right? It's a remez that the makna allows the kohen to do whatever he's doing. But there's nothing significant in that statement itself. It's not like you need the das makna. You need something active on the part of the makna. And then even a kohen can say lechazek yokne to the kohen. Maybe that's what the Rashba has in mind over here. The chalukas ha-shutfim, you're not getting a king of chadash. You're not being zoche from acherim. All that's happening in chalukas ha-shutfim is bira chalokim. What's really happening over here is there's a siluk. There's not a hakno'a. There's a siluk. Each one is being mistalek from their chalik. They own the whole thing together. Every molecule is owned by shutfis. What's happening is not that one is being makne to the other. The Rashba understands chalukas ha-shutfim is not a hakno'a zelazeh. It's a bira chalokim. It's a siluk. Each one is mistalek from a chalik. Oh, maybe if it's only a siluk, then I don't need leich chazek ukni, because the statement leich chazek ukni is only necessary when the das makne is motzi the chayfetz from his rishus. But here he's not being motzi anything. He's not pushing it to the other person. It's not a haknoah that he's giving something. No, the other guy owns it already. Right? He owns it already. It's just, you're being mistalek. You're being nostalgic from here. You're not being motzi from your shush. You're being nostalgic from your chelik over there. Sila could be totally different. It's just a birur chalokin. Right? Each one doesn't need the other one to give him a chelik. He just needs him to leave the chelik. So because there's only a siluk over here, maybe lechazek upni is not necessary. And just parenthetically, what does birur chalokin mean? What we're determining was birur. Don't we paskin that b'deraisa ain't greira? We don't allow a retroactive designation. What does that mean? Biru, what we're determining, this was always his chelek from the beginning? No, this is not what we call breira. This is bira chalok, and they're choosing, right? They're choosing, they're not determining. They're not mevarer what their chelek was in the beginning. They're choosing now, mikana lahaba. They're doing a maisa chaluka. To be borer, to choose what chelek they own, but because they're not actually acquiring from the other person, it's just the other guy is being mistalek, so that doesn't need this high level das makne. Just be careful. When we say high level, we're not talking about high level of like Kini Khalifa we described. That doesn't need the das makne greater than just a haskama ba'alma. That's all we're saying. You don't need the das makne. No, the haskama is enough. Skama is enough. So the statement, Lechazek Ukni, is not necessary, because Lechazek Ukni only is needed when you need an expression of Das Makna, when he's playing an active role in the Hakna. But if there's no Hakna, it's just Birch Halokin, each one is mistalik from the Chedek of the other, so then Lechazek Ukni is not going to be necessary. And this could be the Pshat of the Rashba and the Rosh. Yes?
How does he express Das Makna?
Well, they talk about the Kenyan. And then he allows the other one to do the kenyan. He's saying if it's shalom b'fanav, how does he express that?
Yeah, no, you just say some words, or like to me, it has to be something about the shalom.
As long as there's no chazara, if the other guy does the kenyan, there's no chazara, then there's the assumption that there was a haskama. So that haskama that he expressed in the beginning, I mean, obviously if they didn't talk about it initially, then it's not going to work, but if they spoke about it initially, then we assume that there's a haskama. As long as there was no chazara, then that haskama continues. Right, but if you need a statement, so clearly you need something more. You need some kind of active participation. So that active participation is expressed through the lech hazik. When
you ask him to be a
shiratzer. Yeah. If all you need is haskama, so then as long as it's ratzu, with a kinyan, you need a kinyan so that they can't be chozibah. Right, but as long as it's ratzu with a kinyan, Then you don't need anything more than that. You wouldn't need like Hazegatli because it's just a Bir Chalok. Okay, these are two approaches that we can give within the Shita of Tosfos. Yes?
Within Revenge Zalman Lutzer, is there like even a concept of Machna and Kona in this case? They both own the field together anyway? So they don't even have that relationship with Machna and Kona.
So, but isn't he saying that really the Ramban holds there is a Machna and a Kona? That's the whole Machlokas we've shown. Right? According to the first pshat that we suggested, the Ramban and the Tosfos are disagreeing about whether we are concerned for Chazara. Do you need a lechazek with me over here? Should we be concerned for Chazara after they did not just the Ratzu Lachlok, but actually Chilku, and they actually set aside different parts of the karka for each one? That was the machlokas that we said according to the first pshat. According to this pshat, the machlokas Ramban and Tosfos really comes out to be, what is the chalukas hashutfen? Is it a birur chalokin, like the Rashba says? Is there no haknoye b'chlal, just each one is being mistalek from the chalik of the other one? Well, no, maybe I should look at it as though there is a haknoye. Aye, but they all owned it together? Yeah, but they're being makna to the other. They're being makna, the chalokin to the other. So if lechazek ukhni is required by mecha for mecha, then by chalukas hashutfen it should be necessary as well, because maybe we do look at this as though it's a haknoye. Okay. Another diuk that you can have from Tosfos, which actually will start the ball rolling to another shita that the Rishonim has as to what Rav Ashi's chiddush is. If you look carefully at the lashon of Tosfos, he says, "V'hola v'hechzek lo kol echad b'shalo zeh shalo b'fnei zeh." Right? Rav Ashi's chiddush according to Tosfos is that without lechazek ukhni, it's okay, as long as each one is machzik b'shalo. Even though they didn't say lechazik, the impression you get from Tosfos is that each one, in this case of the chalukas hashulchan, each one has to be machzik b'shalom. You need both of them to be machzik b'shalom. Similarly, the tour is medayik from the loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that by chalukas hashulchan, you take a need each one to be machzik zebesok shalom v'zebesok shalom. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechinim in Perek Beis. Perek Beis Alocha Yud. Mokom Shein Bo Din Chaluka. Shiratu Shufin Lachalko. Al Vishakana Miyadam Cholecha Mehen Yochol Lachzeba. Shezer Kinyin Dvarim. Kmo Shaviyam. Abam Konu Miyadam. Shezer Ratzah Burach Ploni. Vizer Ratzah Burach Ploni. Einam Yicholim Lachzeba. First of all, Konu Miyadam, says the Rambam, they can't be Choser. Vechenim Holach Zeba Atzma Vahavzik Bechelka. Vizeba Atzma Vahavzik Bechelka. Al Vishakana Miyadam. Ein Echa Mehem Yochol Lachzeba Chavir. The Rambam has both cases. He says if there's a Kinyin Beruchas, or if halach zebatzav v'hafsik b'chalka, halach zebatzav v'hafsik b'chalka, mentioned specifically that each one is machzik b'chalka. Sounds from the Rambam that it's not going to work unless each one is going to be machzik in his own chelik. The Rashba quotes the Yesh Mefarshim who disagrees. Rashba says like this. V'yesh mefarshim the Rav Ashi asa lashmoina that filu lo hechzik ela echad mehen kemen shehechzik zeh zocha ha'acher v'chalifin kamash malon the chalifin kone v'karka kmo shekone v'metatla. Rav Ashi's chiddush zok the second yesh mefarshim in the Rashba, his whole chiddush is that even if only one of them was machzik v'shalo kemen sheh zocha zeh nischayev zeh v'chalifo, so then the other one gets his chiddush. It's like a barter almost. You can tell me because sefta hechlif metaltlin metaltlin kaka bekaka metaltlin bekaka kaka metaltlin, whatever the deal is, you know, each one is going to get $100 worth of material, right? So metaltlin and metaltlin, this one has a computer, the other one is going to get, I don't know, a desk or something. They're all worth the same amount, right? It's chalife shavah b'shavah. This chalife is not kinyan suda. There are two types of chalife. The Gemara doesn't see it. There's Khalife Sudar and there's Khalife Shavah Bishavah. Everything we discussed, the Rav's whole Vart and the Raifin and what they say in the Rambam, that Khalifin is a Hakna Midas, that's Khalife Sudar. That's Kona B'Kliyafa B'Shem Bos Shavah Pruta, and the Sudar goes back. Khalife Shavah Bishavah, nothing's going back. That's, right? They're exchanging, they're bartering. Bartering. So they can barter metaltlin for metaltlin, karka for metaltlin. Doesn't matter that they're not the same thing. Even metaltlin for metaltlin, it's not the same thing. But the rule is, kemet shezoch hazen eschayev zeh b'chalifov, that if they agree to the chalife shav v'shav, and then one of them does a kinyan, so his kinyan actually is chal for both of them. His kinyan is chal for both of them. That his kinyan is koner for him, And as a result, the other one is going to be Kona as well. Tremendous Chiddush. That by Khalifa, Shava Bishava, Kemetz, Shazav, Hazan, Eschayev, Zeb, Khalifav, the Maisa Kinyan of one can work to Shaf the Kinyan, to create the Chalos Kinyan for the other as well. Don't be Yesh Mefarshim, maybe that's the Chiddush. Ravashi is coming to teach us that even if only one of them was Hechzik B'Shalom, Kevin Shazach Hazen, Eschayev, Zeb, Khalifav, the other one is going to get his Chalik in the Chatzar as well. That's the Yesh Mefarshim that the Rashba quotes. It's Mamash Apella. Right, it's a pellet. Rav Ashi doesn't say that only one of them is being machzik. Right, his lashon is that each one could go shalav zeb social over hechzik, zeb social over hechzik, like the lashon of the Rambam. The Yesh Mefarshim is mamish a pellet. It's a beautiful pshat if it would work in the lashon of the Gemara, but Rav Ashi and the Gemara seems to mention both of them being machzik b'shalom. But then only one of them is being machzik b'shalom. So where the Yesh Mefarshim come off to say that's Rav Ashi's chiddush? Vesach Mishnah. I don't know. It's Mamish Apella. It's really a fella. But this is the second shot of the Yesh Mefarshim. It argues that the Yesh Mefarshim in this shot in the Rashba are disagreeing with the Rambam, the Tur's Diuk and the Rambam, and Tosfos as well. Tosfos seems to say both of them have to be Machzik B'Shelahem in order for the Chalukah to be Vayim. What's the machlokas? So lechora Tosis is going with Shitasim. If we explain Tosis like the Rosh and the Rashba, the first Pshat in the Rashba, so what does Tosis hold? What's Chalukas HaShutvin? Chalukas HaShutvin is not a hakna, and that's why Lechazek Ukni is not necessary, remember? It's just a Bir Chalokim of the Rashba. So if it's just a Bir Chalokim, then it could be that the whole idea of Chalifei Shava B'Shava doesn't work by Bir Chalak. Chalifei Shava B'Shava might only work by Hakna. By a Hakna. But Bir Chalakim, how does Bir Chalakim work? The whole way that Bir Chalakim works is that since one of them is Mistalik from his part of the Chatzim, so automatically the other one, right, the other one is going to get his part of the Chatzim, right? Maybe the whole idea of Chalifin doesn't work by Siluk, only by Kenyan. Why? Because by Siluk, what's happening? Siluk of one is going to create a Zchus of the other. So the second person is not going to be Zocha unless the first one is going to be Mistalik. But the first one doesn't want to be Mistalik until he's going to be Zocha in his own Chalik. So you can't really get the ball rolling here. The whole idea of Siluk is that the person is going to be Mistalek if he's going to be Zocha in his Chelek. But he's not going to be Zocha in his Chelek until the other one's Mistalek. So by Siluk, the whole idea that each one is going to, that the Chalifin is going to work, maybe the whole concept of Kemen Shezocha Zen Eschayev Zeb Chalifav is not going to work. By Haknoah, the first kinyan, when the person does the Maisa kinyan, right? What's happening when he does the Maisa kinyan? He's acquiring his chelek through that Maisa. His acquisition of that chelek is unrelated to the other individual. He's acquiring his chelek. It's a Maisa kinyan. He's acquiring his chelek. The other individual allows him to do that, so he's acquiring that chelek. So it's not that his haknoah is dependent on the other one's haknoah. His hakna is standing by itself. It's just the halacha is, once the hakna has been chal, so that hakna reverberates and it allows the other person to get the hakna as well. But by Silav, the pshat is, he's mistalek because he's being zoch. He's mistalek from his own. Notice, it doesn't start with the hakna that you're being koneh something. You have to give up something. But so he's going to give up something without being zoch? Why should he do that? If you tell me, you be kone your chelek. So once you're kone the chelek, so then the other guy is going to be kone as well. So he wants to be kone his chelek, he's able to be kone the chelek. But if we're talking siluk means I'm mistalek from my chelek. And why am I mistalek? Because I'm going to be zoch on the other chelek. But we can't talk about that yet. First, you be mistalek. But I don't want to be mistalek if I'm not going to be zoch. And the other guy's not going to want to be mistalek until he's zoch too. So by siluk, this whole idea that one is going to do the siluk. One is going to start the ball rolling, and that's going to cause the other one to be Zocha, that's going to cause the other ones to be Mistal. Like, that doesn't make as much sense. When it comes to Hakna, so then the first person is going to do the Maisa Kinyan to be Kona. He's going to take something, take possession of something that he wants to do. So once he takes possession of what he wants to do, so then based on Khalif and Kemen Shezochazen, Eschayev Zev HaKhalifa. So it could be that Pshan and Tosfos, the reason why Tosfos felt Rav Ashi assumed that each one has to be Mahzik B'Shalo in order for this Birch HaLokim to work is because he assumes L'shita, so this is not a Hakna, this is a Birch HaLokim. It's a Birch HaLokim, it all works based on a Siluk, that the Mavar each Chalek, they own the whole thing, but each one has to be Mistalik from the other Chalek. So if it's only a Siluk, maybe the whole idea of Khalif and of Kevin Shazach Hazen as Chayim Zev HaKhalifa does not work. But the Ramban and his Yesh Mefarshman, the Rajba, what do they hold? Maybe they hold that Chalukas HaShefen is Taka HaKnoa. So if it is a HaKnoa, so then just like Kevin Shazach Hazen as Chayim Zev HaKhalifa works in any other HaKnoa, it'll work in Chalukas HaShefen as well. It'll work in Chalukas HaShefen as well. It is interesting that the two Pshotim in the Rashba, Rav Ashi is either Mechadesh that you don't need Lechazek of Nehi, or he's coming to be Mechadesh that Kevin Shezach Hazen Neschayev Zeb HaKhalifa of the Rashba quote two Yesh Mefarshim, two different Shitas. Why does he quote two different Shitas? Because never the twain shall meet. The Rashba holds that these two are mutually exclusive of each other. The Shita that holds that you don't need Lechazek of Nehi is assuming that it's Birach HaLakim. The Chalukas HaShefen is just Birch HaLakim, and that's why Lech HaZek HaKnei is not necessary. But such a Shita would not be able to say that Khalifin would work. Kevin Shezach HaZen Eschayev Zev HaKhalifa. Because Kevin Shezach HaZen Eschayev Zev HaKhalifa would only work if you hold that it's a Hakna. So that's why it's a different Shita. It's a different Yesh Mefarshim. Different Yesh Mefarshim. They can't go together. They can't go together because one is assuming Birch HaLakim and the other one is assuming Hakna. So that's why the Rashba quotes it in two different shittas. Two different shittas. They're not gonna agree with each other. They're not gonna agree with each other. What does the Rush hold in all of this? The Rush also quotes this idea of Kevin Shezach as an Eschayev Zev HaKhalifa. You know what? Look at the Rush again. You'll see this idea that I'm suggesting cannot be said within the Rush. We have to have a different beer in the Rush. Because the Rush quotes both points. He's not quoting two different Yesh Mefarshim. The Rush says Rav Ashi's Chiddush is like Tosfos, that you don't need Lech HaZek Ukni. And yet he also quotes this halacha that Kevin Shezach HaZen Eschayev Zev HaKhalifa, that you don't need each one to be Machzik B'Shelohem. So everything we've said till now is Givaldik, but not within the Rush. Right, till now, we basically said that there are two approaches to Chalukas HaShefen. That either it's only a Birach HaLakim, or that it's a Hakna. Right? And there are two Nafkamina we have so far. First of all, do you need Lech HaZek HaKnei by Chalukas HaShefen? Right? That's one Machlokas HaRishonim we saw. And that's dependent on this. If you hold that it's a Birach HaLakim, you don't need Lech HaZek HaKnei for the different reasons that we discussed. Whereas if you hold that it's Hakna, then you'll need Lech HaZek HaKnei by Chalukas HaShefen. That's one Nafkamina. The other Nafkamina is it enough for one of them to be Machzik? Or do you need both of them to be Machzik? If you hold that it's like Hakna, so then it has a Din Hakna, Kevin Shezach HaZen Eschayev Zev HaKhalifa. If you hold that Chalukas HaShefen is a Bir Chalokin, so then it doesn't have the Din of Hakna, it's a Din of Siluk, it's working in a different way, and therefore Chalifin is not going to work. The problem is the Rush. The Rush seems to straddle both sides of the fence. Because right, the Rush does quote this halacha that only one of them has to be machzik, but at the same time, what does the Rush say? Rav Ashi's chiddush is that you don't need lechazek ukni. So if you don't need lechazek ukni, it sounds like it's a birach halakim. But if it's a birach halakim, that's all it is. It's not a haknah. So how does chalifin work? So think about the sheet of the Rush. We'll try to give a beer in the Rush tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Then go back to the Rambam and look at the other Rambams that I gave you. Try to see what the Rambam holds about Birach HaLakim Hakna, what the Chalukas HaShulchan is, what other Nafkaniyah there might be. Then we have to see one final Shita, that maybe the Chiddush over here has nothing to do with Lech HaZek HaKnei, it has nothing to do with Chalifin, but maybe there's a totally different Chiddush what the Gemara is coming to teach us.
I just wanted to get an answer. Some of the guys on Zoom are asking me if you want to.